Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, Ryan Castle in the house.
It's a new year. It's a new
me. Yeah, Merry New Year. How are you?
I'm right back at you. I'm okay.
You're doing good. Any New Year's resolutions since the last time we saw you?
No, man, I don't do New Year's resolutions.
You don't do any of that stuff?
No, and I'll tell you why, because I have no room for improvement anywhere.
Oh, right. That's exactly. Okay, fair enough.
That makes sense.
Everyone in this room can agree with
that. What did you end up doing there on New Year's Eve? Anything special? Did you make any food? Did you smoke
anything? Here's what I did on New Year's Eve. This is going to be crazy. You guys aren't going to believe this. This is the most unusual New Year's Eve I have ever had in my life. I went to bed at 9:30.
You went to bed at 9:30.
You're 9:30. Not a party.
Yeah.
That's what I like about you,
and
man.
And then I got up on New Year's Day, and I made my wife waffles. And I went for a run, and I thought to myself, I don't even know who this person is.
I'm going to go back to bed.
This is terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
This is awful. I should have gotten hammered last night. It would have been more fun.
It's a brand new year, but you had waffles, which is fantastic.
Right? Okay. Right, so we started the new year off with a bang. So what year is it, guys?
It's 2020. 2020.
It's 2020. And what do you think of when you hear 2020?
We think of the television show on ABC.
Barbara Walters and Eyesight.
Webwa Walters.
And this Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs.
It's 2020.
2020.
Correct. So 2020 vision is what we're talking about today. And so today
we're going to vision.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we could do.
Says the guy in glasses.
We could do double vision, correct? From Foreigner. But that wouldn't be 2020 vision.
No,
would it
wouldn't.
So
no.
We're going to stick to songs about eyes today.
So it's it's a 2020.
Exactly.
It's a 2020 exactly. Sit and spin.
You see how I tried to.
Yeah.
Number 10. Tie all this together.
I really don't like this song.
You know what the biggest problem with the song is?
Well, I can hear it.
It's the Eagles.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with my dislike of it.
I think as far as Lion Eyes, in here, Ted is the one. He can't lie correctly. You know what I mean? He can't keep it together. You know what I mean?
He's lying
correctly. His eyes started getting all twitchy. He looks down.
No,
you can just tell right away.
He's an honest guy with a big heart.
He can't hide those lion eyes.
They wrote the song
but they're
for
not lying. That's the problem.
I know they're not.
They should be lying.
But they can't. They got to tell the truth. These are our 10 songs about 2020 on Sit and Spin.
Number nine.
So this could have been number one because there's no body here. It's just us.
Right.
But he's just there's no face.
Right.
How about this like is the song
eyes.
Of a serial killer.
Right.
Like, what are you referencing, man? Why are there eyes with no
There's
face,
just two
man?
Eyeballs?
Yeah.
It's like when that guy that I worked with left his glass eye on the counter at work.
Like, it's an eye without a face.
It looks so real.
Hey, was somebody playing marbles in here? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Mark, your eye's still here. It's looking at me.
Number eight.
Every time I hear Kim Carnes sing, I think.
If she cleared her throat, she sounded different.
Don't smoke. That's totally what it is. That's totally.
Jesus.
This, of course, is the theme to the Marlboro Woman, Betty Davis eyes.
I feel like
it seems
she's got
much creepier the way I just heard it there.
I don't think
I've never listened to that song in headphones. I'm just like, this song's creepy.
She's got a cigarette extender. She's definitely
sure.
got a dry martini in her hand.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like half of a little
and
black
and seven dead husbands.
She's got a robe that's kind of partially opened, and you'd wish that it wasn't.
I want that martini extra dry. Do you want a shot?
These are 10 of the best songs about 2020 on Sit and Spin.
Number seven. But honey, now
I mean,
if we shoot you there with a paintball.
Is this song about eating blueberry jelly shots?
No, I think it's about a sudden and unfortunate accident during sex.
Yes.
Oh.
But the paintball's funny.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That doesn't go through the fun filter at all.
Jackson six, Murphy sang that song.
Six.
It depends on what end of it you're on. The light, the heat,
I am complete. Is this the most famous I song, maybe? One of them?
I don't know. Eye of the Tiger.
That's pretty
I know
awkward.
It's not plural, but I got to think, like, that's my go-to I song when people say, Thrill, give me an I song. I'm like, Eye of the Tiger.
Now it's Whitney Houston covering Dolly Parton, I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
That's not the same.
She spelled it E-Y-E.
These are the 10 best songs about 2020 vision, you see, on Sit and Spin.
Five, number five.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind the blue eyes.
And of course, he's the one responsible for making the brown eyes blue.
Isn't this like bragging? Or just like, it's so terrible having a big penis. Oh, it's so sad to have this huge crank.
Right.
You don't
know
what it's like. I'm so sad and I'm so depressed because I have these beautiful blue eyes and this huge crank.
I have poor humble posture.
Brag. Right, exactly. Like, was he the first humble bragger?
I walk with a limp.
How am I supposed to get through life with these blue eyes?
Jesus.
This guy's really depressed, man.
I don't know.
These are the 10 best songs about 2020 on Sit and Spin.
Four, number four.
If I close my eyes forever.
You'll be dead, Ozzy.
Can't happen. Ozzy is indestructible for one reason and one reason alone. It's the same reason that Keith Richards is indestructible. And that's he has a lot of money.
Okay.
Goes a long way.
Goes a long way. Healthcare
right.
is expensive.
I've known people with similar habits and less money.
Unless you're
and
English.
We talk about them in memorandum.
I think they're freaks of nature.
Lita Ford, not
that
so
too.
Much. These are the 10 best songs about 2020 on Sit and Spin.
Three, number three.
All along the waterfall with you. A brown-eyed girl.
I don't even hold the fact that he sounds like white buckwheat against him. I mean... Now, you really listen to how he sings. Like, do you have a speech impediment?
Was she a husky? Did she have just one brown eye and like one green eye? Or
perhaps.
Or a blue eye perhaps. And a brown eye?
I hadn't considered that.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, like
brown
a David
girl,
Bowie
I
thing?
Mean, I don't, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I knew a girl that had different colored eyebrows.
No
way. No, that's weird.
Yeah, one was brown, one was blonde.
Did
no,
she bring it up
no,
or did
no,
you
no.
bring it up?
No, she just shaved one.
No, we were like in eighth grade.
I mean, would you say, like, why is your eyebrow blonde?
Oh, we talked about it.
Oh, okay. It was open discussion.
Yeah, I was like, we were like 13
like,
or 14.
I got struck by lightning when I was four.
Yeah, like, what happened to your eyebrows over the summer?
These are the 10
I
best
put a
songs.
A fork and a light stock.
About 2020 on Sit and Spin.
I saw ghosts.
Number two.
Hungry
about Big Shirley at the buffet. She's standing outside the restaurant, face pressed against the window.
Exactly.
I was waiting for them to flip that sign around to open.
Don't take the last popcorn shrimp.
We did Sit and Spin a while back where we changed the word eyes to thighs.
Yeah.
And somehow we missed this one, Hungry Thighs.
Hungry Thighs.
Still about Big Shirley.
Still, same person.
Yeah, same person.
Same person, different song.
These are the 10 best songs about 2020 on Sit and Spin. We've made it to number one.
Number one.
There we go.
This is the eye song, right? Why is it always the eye of the tiger? Like, anytime they show a tiger, like, stalking, you clearly see both eyes.
Right. It's not like they wink.
Yeah, it's not like a Picasso painting right. or one of those weird fish. Like, dude, they got two eyes.
He's got bad eyesight, and he just kind of...
I think it's a sports analogy.
Squints at you.
Yeah.
I think if you could see the tiger wink at you, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Especially if it's Tony.
It's already too late.
It's right. going to be great.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network. This is the official Men's Room Bad Jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood, and what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call.
And now, the Men's Room proudly brings you Bad Jokes.
Mike Hawk here to kick off the bad jokes.
All right, did you guys know that you can tell an ant's gender by putting it in the water?
You can tell an ant's gender by putting it in the water.
Correct. If it sinks, it's a girl ant. If it floats, it's boy ant.
This morning, my doctor told me my chronic diarrhea is inherited.
Oh, yeah?
Runs in the family.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yoda lady.
Yoda lady who?
And there you go.
What did Helen Keller do when she fell down the well?
I don't know. What did Helen Keller do when she fell down the well?
She screamed her hands off. What? Why did... Oh, no, I'm not going to cut that. Why is the ocean salty?
Why is the ocean salty?
Because the land never waves back.
Yeah, land's kind of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Why did Michael Jackson like to hang out at Walmart?
Oh, no. I heard the little boy's underpants were half off.
What should you
do? You hadn't heard
that one? No.
Okay, I feel bad now.
Mm-hmm. What should you do when you've been swallowed by an elephant?
What should you do when you've been swallowed by an elephant?
Run around in circles until you're pooped out. What did the triangle say to the circle?
Ding.
You're pointless.
Oh. I see about the musical triangle.
Why did the lifeguard not save the hippie? Why didn't the lifeguard save the hippie?
He was so far out, man.
So far out.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, did you ever save a hippie?
What's Forrest Gump's password?
I don't know. What is Forrest Gump's password?
One Forrest One. Cashier, would you like the milk in a bag, sir? Dad? No, just leave it in the carton.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Good or bad, who asked you for the sex? 844-999-OLA.
That's just a weird thing to do. Wipes out, get in front of the window, and hook it up. Hello, Cameron. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, you beautiful bicholas.
Hola.
Okay, so, to get down to it. Oh, man, I was 16 at the time. And my buddy introduced me to his mom, right? And I wasn't picking up on anything. I didn't even think that, I mean, I didn't have a single thought in my mind like that. But anyway, 2 weeks later, they asked me to help them move, right? And, I mean, I was in really great shape at the time. I mean, so, of course, that's why they were asking me. And I was like, yeah. So I helped them move all the way down to Bonnie Lake from Monroe. And, oh, man, we're unloading everything. And finally, we get the whole U-Haul in there. And then I'm helping his mom set up her bed. And she starts kind of joking around about trying out her new mattress, right? Because she just got a Casper King at this point in time. And so later on, we're taking shots, whatever, and then we go back in there and finish setting it up. And I mean, we didn't even say anything. She just grabbed a hold of me and started kissing me, and she didn't even know how old I was. She never even asked. But yeah, we, you know, did the deed, and my buddy still doesn't know, and it was just a one-time Charlie.
Was he was he there at the time?
Yeah, he was. He was just in the other room.
And he didn't know that you're having sex with his mother?
No, he didn't.
I have one important question. How was the mattress?
Oh, it was phenomenal. And I got one more thing to add before you hang up on me.
All right.
So my last name is Hawk. I just figured I should tell you my dad. His name is Mike Hawk.
He is. Oh, really? That's awesome. It's good to know there's more than one Mike Hawk out there.
Or the one we work with is, in fact, your father. We'll never know.
Yeah, right? You go. You gentlemen have a good day.
Right on, man.
Yeah, I know a Mike Hawk as well.
Do you?
Another one, yes.
I got a buddy that just changed his handle on Twitter to Mike Hawk, but I don't think that's his real name.
Probably not.
Yeah.
A comment that came in. I'm a psych nurse. One time I had a patient tell me he was going to come murder my husband so he could have sex with me. And then they add, so flattering.
Oh, that's love. How did you guys get together?
Good Lord.
Killed my husband. And then
I mean,
sex.
I've had some aggressive people ask, but not in a good way. Just like
general,
very angry people.
Older, drunk ladies come up to you?
No. Like one time I was on a street corner and like, you know when you see somebody standing there silent, but like they're not moving, they're not crossing the street or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, this is going to be bad. So I go over there and I stand there and the guy is literally as close as Miles is to me. So what's that, 2 feet, 3 feet?
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm standing there and he goes, you weren't saying that last night when you were on my... And I was just like, what? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to blank you and blank you.
He's talking to the lady or you?
No, me.
He's talking to
you. This is the same guy that you ran into, man. I've run into that guy before.
Big black dude?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He, okay. Oh, no, he's propositioned all right.
Specifically about his black.
Yes. And yes. Now he's propositioned both me and Steve.
Yeah, I.
He asked me for a cigarette once.
I didn't know it was a club.
No, and he said, yeah, welcome to the club. And he goes, hey, man, do you have an extra cigarette? I'm like, sure, bro. So I hand him a smoke. Then what are you doing later tonight? I said, actually, man, I'm waiting for a friend. He goes, that's too bad because I was going to.
Typically, he's down by 1/5 or he is over by the Olive 8.
Yeah, I told him, hey, I appreciate that, but I got things to do, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We know the guy.
You're not special.
All right.
Because the day I came in, I was like, because he said it first, and I was like, dude, does this guy look like this? Because I just got proposition.
Yeah, I mean, it's what he does.
And he's like, that's exactly him. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, he's out there. Look.
He's out there doing his
thing. If someone finds you attractive, I don't care who it is. It could be a squirrel. Take the compliment.
Oh, you say that, but 2 hours ago, you were...
on a Greyhound bus with a crazy lady.
Take the compliment.
Roger hit on me. I
couldn't get out of the situation. I mean, I had to sit there for 2 hours.
Well, what about Roger?
Roger.
You didn't even say thank you.
Oh, I left.
Yeah.
I took the compliment.
Just hear me out. You always go, you should just be flattered somebody hit on you. He's like, yeah, but sometimes it's not great.
I am, but Roger's a big guy, so I had to leave.
And the homeless guy who wears a carpet for a jacket.
He's a big dude, too.
He is big.
He's a tall dude. He's like 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
That same guy, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Unless there's other black dudes out there.
Kind of like a trench coat looking. I don't know what he wears.
I try not to turn around and look at him.
Okay.
Oh, I see him all the time now, man. And he looks worse every time. I'm like, well, let's get this place.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Oh, he's back. Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Good to see everybody out here today.
It's good to be here.
So today, we're going to talk about a few things, trendy things, if you will. Basically, we're going to talk about the top food stories of 2019.
Food stories.
Food stories. What was the top food story? What was everybody talking about? Go ahead, Miles.
Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Damn.
Is it on the list?
Number one.
All right. Yeah. Oh, well done.
The Popeye's chicken sandwich, nonsense.
It was crazy.
Also.
Well, you got to remember all those fights and all that stuff. It wasn't just the story of the fact that they ran out of the chicken sandwich. It was just everything else that followed.
People lost their minds.
Yeah, exactly.
And in the end, it's a chicken damn sandwich, man.
And I still haven't had one.
That's it.
Either have I.
I haven't had one.
I haven't, yep.
I know they're back. I know they've got them. They're all stocked up and ready to go.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about going to Chick-fil-A, and they were like, I was like, what'd you get? They were like, the original. And I was like, I think I've eaten their sandwich once. Right. I always get nuggets. Even when I used to go to Popeye's all the time as a child, I got nuggets, and then I would get wings.
No popcorn and chicken?
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Okay. I will say, though.
Popcorn shrimp?
The most ghetto thing ever is I remember going through a Popeye's, getting an order of chicken wings and a fruit punch, and they spun it through the bulletproof glass.
That's right. Because if you don't, you were going to kill him.
Yeah, I know.
That's the general East Coast way of doing all things.
That bullet's got to go all the way around that circular thing.
And I was only like 10 minutes from my house.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, I'm sure both of them are delicious. All right, let's see. Some of the other things that were huge last year. The huge continued debate over whether or not to ban... The continued debate over the whether or not to ban plastic straws.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. They banned them here, haven't they?
We don't know. They've banned them in a lot of places. And here's the deal.
I think McDonald's somehow gets a pass because they're McDonald's. I don't know anybody
else.
I've
yet to see a bartender or waiter who won't bring you another straw.
So far, yeah.
I know. They don't stay as long as the plastics one do, but they'll give you another straw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like some people at home have their standard, like,
the metal,
like metal
straw.
One.
Yeah.
I had one of those the other night.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I guess just do key bumps this year.
Right. How are they supposed to snort my cocaine? That long-ass metal straw with the curved tip.
Over 2 million pounds of chicken being recalled is because some have were contaminated with metal shards.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. I don't like metal in my chicken.
I don't either.
No.
Yeah. Although I do like a metal chicken.
Yeah. Metal chicken! Again, we're talking about popular food stories of last year. The huge surge in the popularity of the keto diet.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's meat and veggies, right?
I don't know. I know the name, but
trying to get your body in a ketosis.
I see. I think that Robin knows something about this.
It's a cool word for sadness, and here's why. You give up bread or like any wheat or any...
Yeah. Potatoes?
No potatoes. You
rice?
No rice. Nope, no grain. So no oatmeal, none of that. That's gone.
So basically vegetables, fruit, and meat.
Yes, but only certain fruit. They encourage berries.
So you're a caveman.
Essentially.
Okay.
Then you do the keto diet. Is that why you call it sadness?
I'm falling back into it now.
And no booze.
And does it work?
Oh. Well,
did it work for you? Because I know you work out.
Certain booze, I think, is allowed. I don't drink enough to where I'm going to limit myself from having a beer on the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you sound like an alcoholic.
I have boundaries even for boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, come on. But you basically up your meat intake as well as your vegetable intake. Ooh. And then you are encouraged to have more healthy fats.
All right, for you personally.
Like Big Shirley.
Exactly.
Based on what you like, what is the hardest part about this diet? In other words, what are you really missing all the time? Because we would be beer or something like that if we weren't drinking it. Or is it a slice of pizza? Is it French fries?
Pizza's tough because pizza's perfect the way it is.
Okay.
And yeah, just because you could still have as much cheese as you want, you can have as much bacon and meat as you want, all the healthy fats are fine. But you can have the bread to go with.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
I think it's like
no added sugar.
I think any restrictive diet, you're going to want what you can't have.
Right. What about added sugar, which is really hard to avoid.
Okay, well, with that said, what about like the cauliflower crust?
That's fine.
Or any of that stuff? Is that part of the news or is that a year old?
I'm not a keto guy.
Okay, well, I'm just saying like
I mean, I like the cauliflower crust pizza. It's got a lot less calories.
Is the Impossible Burger one of those things on the list?
Oh, it's
got
to be.
But you would think.
But you can eat all the meat you want. Why would you eat a fake one?
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
No, I'm just saying as far as the news stories of the year.
Oh, no,
as far
no. The only other one that was on there was the video of the woman licking the top of the ice cream in a store.
So those are the
How did she get the top billing? There was another woman, what, like 2 weeks?
No, the Popeyes was top billing.
No, I'm saying, but there, like 2 weeks after she licked the ice cream and put it back, I remember this, another woman walked to a Walmart and peed on the potatoes. I feel like, now listen, I'm just saying me as a consumer, if they said, look, the reason our prices are so good because the potatoes have been urinated on. Ice cream has
been
like.
Well, you got to remember, the urine will soak in through the skin.
Right.
It's not like you peed on a red or golden delicious apple. You know what I mean? You
can pretty
easily
simple.
Wash it off.
Is that she did this, people copycatted it.
True,
they had to
true.
Start locking up ice cream. Whereas I think that lady, that was a one-off peeing on the potatoes.
I hope
which
it stays that way.
Which also sounds awful.
Yes! That's what I mean. Like, to me, we had a guy who dropped his
also
testicles
like
in someone's salsa.
An old guy would say.
Peeing on a potato.
He ain't smart enough to pee on the damn potatoes. Yeah, that is definitely an old man's. That boy's so stupid he couldn't pee on a potato.
Right? Right. Couldn't.
Even if it was in the ground.
One quick last note. Heinz has a new mashup condiment coming out called Honey Racha.
So this is a sweet sriracha?
It's honey and, sriracha.
What are they calling it?
Honey Racha.
Honey Racha.
Are you into the sweet part of that, the sweet and the hot? In other words, have you ever gotten hot oil on your pizza before where they kind of drizzle it on at the end with
I haven't, but honey? I love Beaver's sweet hot mustard.
Thank you for finishing that. I like Beaver's. You put a little sriracha on a Beaver, go to town.
And I like sweet hot mustard.
So, yeah, I'm into sweet and hot.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Whether you already knew it or not, what do people say is weird about you?
Hello, Faith. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so I have a man voice. That's what's weird about me.
You have a man voice?
I can change my voice to sound like a man.
Oh, you can change it. I was saying right now you don't sound like a man. Do you do this with telemarketers?
All the time. Collectors, telemarketers, my coworkers.
All right, let's give this a try. All right, we're going to call your phone right now.
Hang on. You just hang on there.
And then you act like you forgot. Right?
Don't pick it up on the first ring.
Yeah, whenever you're ready. Right?
Because you know it's an 800 number.
Hi, I'm calling from Marriott Vacations, and we would like to talk to you about a chance to get 3 days and four nights in lovely Palm Springs.
No, don't call here no more, man.
You don't want to interested in three nights?
No. Hell no.
Breakfast is included every day. There'll be 3 nights and 4 days at the luxurious Marriott Palm Springs. You'll also have a chance to get a voucher for a free round of golf, full use of the tennis courts and facilities, the indoor and outdoor pools, and, of course, we will give you a coupon that you can use in our private store for $30 in merchandise.
I'll pass on that, man.
You're not interested
Can you form a whole sentence, or can you just do short... Short
like, if we have a long conversation about men's underwear.
I could talk about men's underwear.
Okay, all right. Let me ask you this. What is in your mind? Who would be the hottest female out there right now? Like, who is drop dead gorgeous in your opinion?
Gabrielle Union. She's looking pretty fine these days.
Okay,
and he's right.
And could you break down the NFL playoffs for us? Who do you think, in your mind, who do you think is going to represent the AFC and the NFC in the Super Bowl?
Well, obviously the Seahawks.
Okay, and who are you looking at in the AFC?
Just say Ravens. We already know it. No, wasting our time.
I actually don't know. I only
the
know
Ravens.
The
just give us a Lombardi and quit wasting our time on these garbage
teams. Come on, you're a dude.
Come on.
Have
you ever broken out that voice like the first time you're having sex with someone? Like, oh, Pete, bring it.
Oh, this is for my boyfriend, Mitchell. Hey, daddy's coming home.
Oh, yeah.
Love you, Mitchell.
Why don't you tell him the plane's coming in to land?
Okay, now I'm the man. That's what I
told him. I'm the man now. Damn.
God, that would freak me out.
That would.
I kind of want to have sex with you just to be belittled.
You should also order that
Who's
way.
Who's the man now, boy?
Can you order that way at restaurants? Can you order that way at restaurants?
I do it at the drive-thru window to freak people out.
Okay.
I'll start off as a man, and then when I pull up, it's like, oh, okay. It's a woman. What the heck? What happened to the dude?
Well, by the way, just so you know, this comment's coming on. It says, oh, my God, this chick is good.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that woman that can talk with the male voice? That's the creepiest S ever.
Okay, we're at McDonald's now. We're in the drive-thru. Hi, welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you?
Yeah, I like a double cheeseburger. This is actually what I'm eating right now, currently.
Do you want a meal with that? Would you like it supersized?
I just like pickles, just extra pickles.
Extra pickles.
Give me a cheeseburger with pickles.
Now you're a weird dude.
Yeah, you're a weird dude now. Now. That's a strange answer, bro.
Now, what do you look like? So I hear the man voice, right? And then you pull up. What am I looking at?
I'm just a black chick with glasses. I look I'm just a black.
That's very rare in this area.
Yes.
Just a black chick
with glasses. So if you see a black chick with glasses in the Seattle area, say, hey, Faith.
Faith, do the dude voice, Faith. Yeah. I'm not Faith.
I'm not. Yeah.
My name is Tyrone.
A black woman named Faith with glasses.
Mm-hmm.
If we were playing profile this, I would absolutely say that you are
what?
A white woman.
Faith? Yeah.
And you're from, like, Maryland. What?
My buddy, dated one of the hottest. It was a very attractive black woman. Mm-hmm. She was Faith. So whenever I hear the name Faith, I always
think
the
first
black.
Thing.
You might be right. But look, you're black. I'm black. I'm Steve. You're Faith. We got lucky.
Faith, you
it could be Jamel. It could be a name that does not exist anywhere. Like, basically, Faith. If a black person sneezes and a nurse hears it, that is your name.
Do you realize
what's your name? Kabugata!
Do you realize how close you were to being named Blessed?
Oh, my goodness. No, my sister's Joy, by the way.
All right. Joy, Blessed, and
Faith. Wait, you guys, I have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, damn. Call back anytime.
Yeah, Faith, you're welcome here anytime you want.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
People are loving her.
Check you later, dude.
They're saying she's very strange, yes. Future and impression. Someone else says, I'm turned on. Someone else, is this a man talking like a woman who just goes back?
That is weird.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live. Is it Ted or is it late night?
Oh, yes. Time once again for us to determine if these jokes were actual jokes used in a late night stand-up routine or if they are a Ted Smith, Mike Hawk original.
Justin Bieber says he's unfortunately battling Lyme disease. In a related story, a lot of ticks are battling tattoo poisoning.
David Spade.
That is David Spade.
Justin Bieber says, unfortunately, he's battling Lyme disease. In a related story, a lot of ticks are battling tattoo poisoning.
Let's see. A man in Arkansas drunkenly called the cops to report that someone has stolen the cheeseburger off his nightstand at a motel during the night. The other person in the room swore they didn't steal it. Police are on the lookout for a man in a striped jumpsuit with a large hat and a black eye. That's my head writer, Mike Hawk.
Oh, is that a Hamburglar joke?
That is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did the description give it away, Miles?
Yes, it did. I just didn't know.
Who was the purple dude? Rufus?
Grimace.
Rufus was his cousin.
I didn't know the Grimace was black.
I know. Yo, Rufus, what's up, bro?
He's in his purple outfit again.
A woman was arrested in Florida after a police dog found almost 27 pounds of cocaine hidden in her car. The woman is awaiting trial, and the dog hasn't slept in 3 days!
Seth Meyers.
David Spade.
Seth Meyers.
A woman was arrested in Florida recently after a police dog found almost 27 pounds of cocaine hidden in her car. The woman is awaiting trial, and the dog hasn't slept in 3 days.
Have you guys saw this? But a billionaire in Japan decided to give out $9,000 each to 1,000 people who retweeted him. Unfortunately, the post was in Japanese, so most of us over here didn't find out about this till the deadline had passed. Nice work, Oraka.
Spade.
Yeah, Spade.
That's a Ted Smith original.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good work.
I said nice work, stupid, in Japanese. Somebody speaks Japanese and appreciates that joke.
Yeah, somebody.
Thank you. Thank you, guy. All right. Leonardo DiCaprio saved a drowning man in the Caribbean. And he was like, see how it works, Rose? Not that tricky. I know you don't want to get your hair wet, but...
Seth Meyers.
Fallon?
Seth Meyers.
Did you guys see over the holidays, Leonardo DiCaprio saved a drowning man in the Caribbean? And he was like, oh. See how it works, Rose?
David Spade,
not that tricky. I know you don't want to get your hair wet, but...
Connect with the guys. Find The Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to The Men's Room on The Men's Room Radio Network.
It's a brand
and
new year!
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show!
All right.
Where one person could lose $325,000! And their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
What a late night. Whoa. First late night of the year.
Yeah.
Normally we're in bed by 8:30 after we sing to Orphan Puppies, but no, not last night.
No, we were so messed up that you butt dialed me about midnight.
That's right.
Yeah, right before I left there.
What is that sound?
Chewbacca. You butt dialed me.
It sounded
after I left.
Like a wild boar.
It did.
I was pooping.
I was
something.
Like, you okay, man? Always.
That was the response.
Always.
Yeah, played it real cool. Like
I knew we were on some serious drugs. I just didn't know what time they were.
Either way, lo and behold, we came up with some great tongue twisters, rhymes, and riddles for Ted versus the FCC.
But we came in here today and checked the email at the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Wouldn't you know it, we have a listener-submitted Ted versus the FCC. So for the very first Ted versus the FCC of the year, we're going to go listener this time.
Because the listener comes first.
Yeah, and Ted, you had a hell of a year last year in Ted versus the FCC. Probably the best record you've had in the years that we've been doing this. So it's all new. It's a brand new slate. You're 0-0 on the year, and here is your listener-submitted Ted versus the FCC. It comes our way from Knick Knack, and it goes something like this.
Knick Knack.
Big Shirley She-Shack sits on sets of stilts near Shy Sheila's Schlitz shipping ship. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, you need to read that one time through, and then three times fast.
All right. Big Shirley's She-Shack sits on sets of stilts near Shy Sheila's Schlitz shipping ship.
Three times fast.
Big Shirley She-Shack sits on sets of slits near Shy Sheila's Schlitz shipping ship.
One.
Big Shirley She-Shack sits on sets of slits near Shy Sheila's Schlitz shipping ship.
Two.
Big Shirley She-Shack sits on sets of slits near Shy Shelly's Schlitz shipping ship.
Starting off the year with a big win. In Ted versus the FCC.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What's a weird thing happened or was in someone's home? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Caleb. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey.
Hola.
Alrighty. Are you guys all animal lovers by chance?
No, we hate them. We stop them.
Depends on the animal.
Ted kills them. Steve runs them over with a car.
It was an accident.
Nice. Well, anyway.
What do you mean by animal lover?
Right. Exactly how much love are we showing these animals?
Mike's from Enum Claw. What do you want? What are you looking for?
So, anyway, so my buddy, I went to go to his house for the first time, and we've always been friends since high school, and, well, I had to go use the bathroom, and there's no towels. So what you have to use for a towel is a freaking stuffed cat.
Like an actual dead cat that has been stuffed?
Yes. An actual dead cat that's been stuffed.
I mean, well, wait.
So you wipe hands from washing on the dead cat?
No, you wash your hands like you normally do, and then to go dry your hands, you can dry it on this stuffed dead cat.
Now, is that a decision you made, or is that what your buddy told you to do?
He just doesn't like hand towels, so he went and got a stuffed dead cat and said that's what you use to dry your hands on.
Wait, what's the problem with hand towels? I mean, like,
this doesn't seem sanitary either.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if he washes it like a normal cat or what. I don't know.
No, I promise you he does not wash.
Sir, this is a strange right. thing your buddy's doing.
Yeah, maybe.
So
maybe
I go to
yourself.
His bathroom, I wash my hands, and I dry them on a dead stuffed cat that he has in the bathroom.
Yep.
And you're, are you still friends with this guy?
At this point in time, I do not know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Is he lost?
Well, no, he lives by himself, and it's just weird. Like at his parents' house.
Yeah, he's weird. He dries his hands on a dead stuffed cat, man. Like,
but you
we got that.
But
he's
you
weird.
Don't, you don't know if you're friends with him still.
After seeing the cat, I am almost having second thoughts here.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think I just feel like that's a red flag.
Was it me? It's me, right?
No, that call just, I don't know.
I don't.
Are you guys animal lovers? It just, I don't know why. Just
here's
like
my question.
It was going down a weird
Let
path.
Let me get
to
this
start.
Straight. You wash your hands. And then you take them and you dry them on this dead stuffed cat. And he says, no.
No.
You go and you wash your hands and then you dry them on this dead stuffed cat. And I went,
that's exactly what you just said.
Am I confused? What weird thing happened or was in someone's home? 844-999-OLA.
And he hates hand towels, but I mean, why would you put a stuffed cat?
Of all
just dry your hands on this, bro. Jesus.
I got a problem with hand towels. So use my cat.
It yeah. almost seems like we're somehow torturing this cat in the afterlife. They hate water.
I don't know what to make of that. Like, wait a minute. But he never answered my question. Like, did he make the decision to dry his hands off on the dead cat, or was his friend saying, hey, in the event that you wash your hands, just use the dead cat? You follow me?
Yeah, I get what you ask, but also...
I don't know.
Are you still friends with them? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I think they're both equally strange.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Well, I mean, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 39-year-old Jeremy Hsu of, Ypsilanti Township, Michigan. Now, Jeremy's currently on trial for a series of charges. So for his current court appearance, he took a page from the book of Suge Knight, Bill Cosby, and Harvey Weinstein, you know, fake frailty, a trial for sympathy. Suge Knight, he would fake a heart attack on trial days. Bill Cosby showed up with a cane and inexplicably had become blind. And then Harvey Weinstein shows up currently with a walker each day, and they're playing that role. Well, Jeremy showed up at his trial in a wheelchair. And his lawyer even said, because his lawyer had represented him before, he said, quote, he's had a series of strokes. I don't know what his physical health is, but having represented him back in 2013, I know that he is not in a situation where he is as strong as he used to be. And that may have worked for a little while, but then the trial started not going Jeremy's way. And that's when poor, frail Jeremy jumped out of the wheelchair and flipped over the very heavy table that he'd been sitting behind. And to no one's surprise, he's still waiting in prison on $50,000 bond. everyone, he's one of these guys. I'm going to represent myself. All this stuff. He started screaming during the court session. The judge, you know, being the judge, of course, is like, look, man, you keep yelling profanities and all this, and things are going to get worse for it. Jeremy snaps, and everyone thinks he is in the wheelchair. Jumps up, grabs the table, flips the whole thing over, comes after the judge.
I can see!
Yeah, I know. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bijola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man. A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.